AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The mayors of a number of cities are working on a program that could prove an example for making reparations to blacks in this country. Mike Gracia has details.
Mayors from 11 U.S. cities, large and small, are pledging to pay reparations for slavery to a small group of black residents in their cities. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti.
While America is a land of opportunity for some, it remains a place of injustice, inequality, and indignity for too many of our black brothers and sisters.
The smallest of the cities in the group calling itself Mayors Organized for Reparations and Equity, or MORE, is Tallahassee, Oklahoma, whose mayor is Keisha Curran.
It means a lot for me, it means a lot for my ancestors, and it means a lot for our community.
The goal of MORE is to create a template for how a federal reparations program could work. No details were announced on how much the MORE project will cost, who will pay for it, or how beneficiaries will be chosen. I'm Mike Gracia.
President Biden expects relief this summer.
As he touted 300 million vaccine doses administered during his first 150 days in office, President Biden looked ahead.
A bright summer. Faithfully, a summer of joy.
For Alicia Walter, that means going to baseball games, like this week's trip to Nationals Park here in Washington. She thinks the reopening's happening just right.
I think it's a good balance between too fast and not fast enough.
But a third of Americans in an APNORC Center for Public Affairs research poll think restrictions were ended too fast, and readjusting to normal life will take time. In Michigan, Phyllis Skripsik wants to get back to the gym, and it will happen.
But I've got to get prepared mentally, I think, for that.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The poll also finds 40% feel the lifting of restrictions in their area is just about right, and a vast majority of those who before the pandemic traveled, went to a club, a sporting event, or dined out will soon do so again. This is AP News. A federal judge in Florida issues an injunction clearing the way for cruise ships to resume sailings.
The judge sided with the state of Florida, which says it's being harmed by strict guidelines for cruise ships set by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control. The CDC presented a four-phase conditional framework to allow cruise ship operations to resume, including rules on wearing masks and requiring proof that most passengers have been vaccinated, something that Florida's governor has banned. The judge's preliminary injunction prevents the CDC from enforcing its health order pending further legal action and orders both sides into mediation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Tropical storm warning runs from just east of Morgan City, Louisiana to the Florida Panhandle. National Hurricane Center forecasting tropical storm force winds and heavy rain over the next 6 to 12 hours. The system's also expected to bring heavy rain from the coast to the western Carolinas over the weekend. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.